This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Elections in Poland have seen the country's far-right Law and Justice Party re-elected, raising concerns for the Polish LGBTQI+ community. The Law and Justice Party campaigned with a staunch anti-LGBT agenda. The party's leader labelled LGBTQ+ activism a threat to the nation, and Poland's government-run broadcaster aired a homophobic documentary titled Invasion in the lead-up to the election. Matthew Coote, a research officer at RMIT University's EU Centre, says the Law and Justice Party gained support with its strong social welfare program, but he's concerned homophobic rhetoric is spreading across Eastern Europe.
I must say, from the outset, as a researcher, it's important to keep an open mind and to see and try and understand the different sides of an argument. So that's my qualification. But having said that, I don't hesitate to say that this result is one, disappointing, and two, a real concern, not only for the advancement of LGBTQI rights in Poland, but also the protection of them. In this election campaign, the Law and Justice Party, there's nothing subtle about what they did. They actually targeted that community in order to show off their conservative credentials. And they've really ramped up the rhetoric. And across parts of Poland, there's been a real backlash from both sides. Basically, the chairperson of the Law and Justice Party described the LGBTI rights as a threat to the nation. You have minor leaders within that party and mayors across parts of the country who have come out and declared their city or region LGBTI free zones. So it's been threatening to boil over for some time.
I understand there's some that the Law and Justice Party, the ruling party that won the election, did lose control of Poland's upper house, which some are heralding as a small victory. Which way do you feel it's sort of tracking? Is it a case of a slow return to centrism, or is there still a drift to the right there?
That's a good question, because the upper house is not very powerful in Poland, like other places. So it's really in the lower house where the power is held. That's where the Law and Justice Party gained a majority at this election. So whilst it's interesting and, depending on your perspective, promising that some of the other parties did gain some traction in the upper house, when I look at Polish politics, I tend to look at what's happening in the lower house, because I know it's much more powerful.
And is it, we've seen some electoral setbacks in Hungary as well with the mayoral election. Is it a broader trend? What's happening in Hungary?
Yeah, in Hungary and across Central and Eastern Europe, it's interesting to watch, because if you take a look in European terms, Poland is a relatively large country. There's around 38 million people, and depending on the measure, they're seventh or eighth largest in terms of their economy. But they're also in proximity to these smaller countries in Central and Eastern Europe, which are also former communist countries like Poland. So this is my concern. It's possible that other leaders and political parties will see what's happened in Poland, see the electoral success and the majority government, which is unusual, and for two elections now, where a party has deliberately gone out and targeted a minority community, and they've been electorally successful. And there's a threat that they might, in their countries, ramp up the rhetoric, see that they have to do this, ramp up the hate in order to gain an electoral victory. So that's a concern across Eastern and Central Europe as well, because they do look towards Poland as well.
So is there a sense of what the opposition groups might do over there? Is there unification from, you know, LGBTI activists and other left-wing groups to fight that sort of hate rhetoric?
Yes, there is. That's one thing that's happening on the ground. Just in the case of Poland, so at this election, one thing that's happened is that whilst the Law and Justice Party gained a majority, the centrists opposition party, they went through as well. They gained 134 seats last time I had a look. But in this case, unlike in 2015, a coalition of the left passed the electoral threshold. It's 5% in Poland for single parties and 8% for coalitions. So that means they've got seats in the parliament now. So they've got an ability. And they've only got 49, whilst it's only a minority, they've got now got the ability to make their voice heard. And they've been very strong. Unlike the centrist civil coalition, the left leaders and parties have been very strong in their support for the protection and advancement of LGBTQI rights in Poland.
That was Matthew Kuta, research officer at RMIT University's EU Centre. If you'd like to hear more about the spread of homophobic rhetoric across Eastern Europe and the potential impact of Brexit on EU politics, you can find an extended interview with Matthew on our podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Chika from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.